Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed, we are, in fact, ready to go. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scravey, kicking it with you on this Wednesday afternoon, 3:01 on the clock. We've got Daily Gamp coming up. See how our bets went yesterday. As we had quite a few games on the slate. They weren't, you know, necessarily the greatest games on the slate.
We had one of the biggest surprises in NBA recent history last night. As far as the spreads.
Are you trying to steal my bird effect?
Wait a minute. That was good bird effect.
I would say I stole.
He is now the hawk guy.
No, the hawk goes,
what's yours?
Yeah! As it comes down from the sky.
I don't see that one.
I'm trying to do a bird effect. I can't. That threw me for a loop.
Tony's right on point with that.
I'm sorry. I surprised you like that, Square. I wasn't intentionally trying to do that. It was just.
Did you see my face?
I was in the moment. I was in the moment right there.
I looked at Chris like, is this. Did I just get unseated?
Yes. You've been unseated.
We'll get to the details of that game here shortly. But before we get into it, just thought we should mention it. Greg Popovich, who's missed quite a few times since November 2nd. It was finally announced today that he suffered a mild stroke during his medical, I think they were calling it a medical incident, up until today. And so he's been away from the team, had a mild stroke, missed the last six games, and as I said, what the team originally called an undisclosed medical episode.
I can understand why they did.
For sure.
Know, we don't have to know this information. I mean, I think it's nice to know it in the sense that we can pass along our best wishes to Pops and hope that he makes a full recovery here. And, you know, you got to assume that he will. But those are scary.
No, no doubt.
That's scary.
In the statement the Spurs released today, it said Popovich, who has already started a rehabilitation program, is expected to make a full recovery. At this point, a timeline for his return to the sidelines has not been determined. During the time, the organization is grateful to extend to the extended community for providing privacy and space for the Popovich family. This happened at the team facility. Popovich, who is 75, is the oldest coach in the NBA and passed the previous oldest coach in the NBA, which was Hubie Brown. He was 71.
Hubie was the all-time record holder.
Yeah, after his 71st birthday, he was the oldest coach until Popovich.
Pops now.
Has now taken
Pops
that throne.
Pops is getting, you know, it's slow. It's molasses if you're a Spurs fan. Remember, they won a bunch of championships way back in the day with Pops. But remember how awful they were last year. They're 5-6 this year. They're showing signs of starting to improve.
They do have a unicorn playing basketball.
And they do have that going for them.
Didn't he just win a championship, like,
When was that with Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs?
It's been over 10 years.
Yeah, 13, 14, 13.
What?
Yeah,
I gotta look at this.
20, because LeBron was still on the Spurs. Or, excuse me, still on the Heat.
Oh, the Heat.
When I think the Spurs last won a title.
I'm looking at the winners. The Spurs.
2014 was the last one.
Just got there.
10 years ago.
10 years, wow.
Goes fast that time.
Okay.
Did Pops coach every one of those? All
yes,
five?
Yes.
NBA
he
titles?
Got the first one with Tim Duncan when like 1999. Yeah, yeah, and then mm-hmm. he's gotten all of them.
Then 2003, yeah. then 2005, then 2007,
yeah.
then 13, 14.
Yeah. They finally went on an even numbered year. 14.
All right, let's get to some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I saw a tweet, and I cannot find it, but I thought the there was one of those things where the guy picked the five major champions in sports, like the college football champion, and then NFL, NBA, NHL, and he picked... Oh, gosh.
Got him all right?
Or no, he has one that's terrible in the buyout. It would have won him $1 million. I'm going to look for this a little, because I need to
explain. It's always good to bring up stories when you don't really know.
I thought
story.
I remembered it correctly, and I didn't. So as soon as I went into it, I had that little thing in the back of my head saying, eject. All right. Portland State -1.5 over USD, the Toreros.
Come on, Toreros.
Tony and I picked Portland State. Jeez. Portland State won 85-76.
Protect your home court, will ya? Toreros.
Sac State at UCSD. UCSD 12.5 point favorites. All three of us took UCSD. All three of us were wrong. UCSD did win, but they only won by 10. 64-54.
Good teams, good teams win, great teams cover. UCSD.
Okay, Nate on the chat, help me. He picked the Jets as the NFL Super Bowl champion. He would have won $1 million.
He's got it all except for that.
Except for the Jets. But the buyout, you know how you can get out of it early? Instead of like $500,000, it's like $900 because the Jets are so bad.
It shouldn't even be $900. He gave $5 giving his money back.
Yes. So,
the Jets.
Yeah. So he's going to let it ride, hoping the Jets win the Super Bowl, everybody.
Yeah, all right.
Kansas and Michigan State last night. Kansas 6.5 point favorites. And Chris chose Michigan State. Kansas did win 77-69.
So as I said yesterday, it came down to a who cares but the betters. 3-point shot at the buzzer, and Michigan State missed it. They would have lost by 5 had it gone in.
This next game was good.
Next game was Duke and Tucky, Kentucky. Lamont Butler. I watched a lot of Lamont Butler last night. He's looking good.
9 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds, something like that.
Yeah, he was pretty active.
Nice game.
Played 20 minutes. So.
Yeah.
Duke was a 5.5-point favorite in this one, and Chris was the only one to pick Tucky. Tucky ended up winning this game outright, 77-72. In the Big 5, I have a question about the Duke team and their hydration.
How about that? The coach is not happy about it either.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it a little bit later, but I don't know if you remember. What's the kid's name from Orlando that came from Duke? Really good.
Boncaro.
Mm-hmm. Remember his freshman year, he was having those same hydration crampy problems. I don't know if it's a
Duke
thing.
You should have no hydration problems with the program that Duke has.
But that was a really good game. Cooper Flagg, the freshman we talked about yesterday, had 26-12.
Yeah,
I think he ended up having a big turnover late in that game, though, that helped Kentucky seal it. But
you're a fan of the Flagg.
I am a fan, man. He can play. And I, you know, it's like, it's almost along the same line as a Celtic. Give me giving a Celtic credit here with Duke. But this guy can play. He can absolutely hoop.
All right.
Next one, USC women were taking on Cal State Northridge. USC women were favored by 53.5 points, everybody. You guys chose CSUN. I chose USC. USC demolished CSUN.
They won by 85 points. They almost won by 100 points.
39.
That's not often that Vegas is that far off when they give that kind of spread.
I mean,
83?
They scored like 7 points a quarter until the fourth when they were able to put up an 18.
That's like a boys' high school game.
It was such
right
a
there.
Bad spread that I actually need a calculator to. No, 75 points.
75.
75 point spread. Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's bad.
Milwaukee Bucks minus 8.5.
Wait, what was a 75 point spread?
USC won the game by 75.
Yeah.
That was the final score they won by.
The spread was 53.
I was about to say, I see 53. All right, got you.
We needed 75.
I forget who the Bucks were playing last night, but.
Toronto.
They were minus 8.5 on the spread. All of us chose the Bucks, and the Bucks won by 14, 99, 85. Now, here is the upset that Tony made such a good hawk sound for. The Celtics were 16-point favorites.
The Hawks ought to, like, hire him to do
that. Can you do it again? Can you do it again?
It was incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Dude, my ears are bleeding right now.
Feels like there's an actual bird in the studio.
Boston, 16-point favorites. Chris and I chose the Celtics. Tony chose Atlanta. The Hawks went outright, 117-116.
They were down 15. I got one quick NBA story before we finish up with the NHL. Did you see what happened at the end of the Pistons' victory over the Miami Heat last night?
Yes, it's in the Big Five.
All right.
Can't talk about that.
You can mention it, but we'll talk about it further later.
We'll talk about it further, but Eric Spoelstra made one of the all-time great coaching guffaws.
Yes, he did.
Jalen Rose was beside himself.
Yeah, it was bad.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
We'll talk about it more. You can say what happened. We'll just talk about it in more detail.
I appreciate that it didn't take 2 days. It didn't take a week.
He just came right out.
He just came right out, owned it.
Yeah, we'll hear his apology.
We'll talk about it. Okay.
Go ahead, one more. Final one, Winnipeg Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, minus 1.5 on the puck line. You guys chose Jets. I chose the Rangers. I was dumb because the Jets won 6-3.
The Jets are the first NHL team ever to start a season 15-1. Yeah. Pretty good. So we'll skip
Keep
a little eye on the Manitoba-based hockey team.
Have you watched them play at all?
No. Well, it's not my fault.
They never put
Winnipeg on TV. I don't care how many games they win. They still put the Rangers and Boston and the regular teams on. So I don't think I've even had a Winnipeg game to watch. They must be good. They got that record.
Come on, Winnipeg.
15-1. Very good. All right. We got to do tonight's. Oh, man. We're late.
It's not new.
Look at Scraby's face, dude. I wish I'd have caught it earlier when it was more.
He looks like my face when I pulled next to those two big trucks today. Same disgust. San Francisco, USF, minus 15 against Cal State Long Beach tonight. I'm going with my guy Bobby Smitherin and Cal State Long Beach. Bobby used to work at SDSU.
Yeah,
he's now the athletic director
at Long Beach State. Yeah.
So I'll take him plus the 15 against your Don Scraby. Tony, who do you want?
Give me Bobby's
going
school
with Bobby
as well.
Also? Okay.
Is Bobby part of the Harry Potter universe?
No, Scraby. He's not.
Slytherin?
Smitherin is his last name. Right. Smitherin.
Close enough.
Scraby, you're going with USF, I assume?
Yes, I am.
UConn, the defending national champions. We talk about crazy games. Gave the Aztecs a bit of a hard time for playing Occidental. UConn is two-time defending champs. Tonight they're playing Lemoyne College. I mean, come on.
That's not even directional. It's just a made-up name.
Lemoyne College. I think it's, five guys off the street that they're going to invite into the gym.
How do you spell it?
L-E, capital M-O-Y-N-E. Okay. Lemoyne.
They're a Jesuit college in New York from Syracuse. They are the Bobcats, I think.
Bobcats are getting 38 points here, Tony. Who are you going with?
Yeah, UConn's going to demolish these guys.
That could be bad. Scrape. Who do you like? UConn. Lemoyne?
How much are they favored by?
Only 38.
Is Lemoyne College very good?
I would almost think they have to be good to only be underdog by 38.
Wait, Lemoyne College has a mascot that's a dolphin, but they're not the Dolphins.
What are they?
I can't tell you. All right, way too much information about Lemoyne College.
UConn.
We're all taking UConn. Knicks, 7.5 over the Bulls. NBA Cup action continues tonight. Scraby?
Knicks, 7.5. The Bulls are terrible, so I'm going to go Knicks.
New York Knickerbockers. Bulls are terrible.
Where we're at?
It's at New York.
Ooh.
But I'll take the Bulls. The Bulls have actually been better on the road.
Yeah, give me the Bulls, too.
Bulls on the road. NBA Cup action. Memphis at Lakers. 231.5 points. No, I don't like that one. Let's scratch that one. I like this one better. In that game, Scottie Pippen Jr., 12.5 points, over under. Former Laker, now with Memphis.
Oh, it's going over. He's getting back at his former team.
Tony says over for Scottie Pippen Jr. Scrape?
Pippen
Jr.
I don't know anything about him.
Well, I'm Scottie Pippen's son.
I'm going to go under.
I know that much. I'm going to go over with Tony. Cleveland minus 11 at Philadelphia. Cavs are 12-0. Sixers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George.
Yes, they will.
Well, Joel Embiid showed up for one game last night. Yeah. Now he's back on the shelf. so is Paul George. Scraby, minus 11. It's at Philadelphia, if that means anything.
It doesn't. I'm going
to
go
Cleveland.
Cleveland blow them
out 13-0.
You said Embiid's out
and
Paul George?
Yeah, I'll take Cleveland.
Give me Cleveland. They
Cleveland, one winless team in college football. They're in action tonight. The Kent State Golden Flashes at Miami of Ohio. 30.5 point spread. I'm going to not fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Miami, Ohio here. Although the last time we did this, the winless team won the game outright.
Is this Maxion?
It's Maxion,
baby.
On a Wednesday night.
Is 30 points better?
No, Miami's favored. Kent State's winless.
Ah.
Miami by 30.5.
I was looking at it. Confirmed that the Lemoyne College is the Dolphins.
Oh, they are the Dolphins.
Thank you for confirming.
I don't know why a school in the middle of New York State Dolphin.
Giving your bet already?
For somebody who wants to get out on time, you sure are messing around all over the place
Dolphins.
Over there.
I'm going to go Miami of Ohio.
Miami. Tony?
You said Kent State is winless?
They're winless.
Yeah, go ahead and give me
Nobody's
Miami
taking the winless
Ohio.
Golden Flashes. One NHL bet tonight. Kings are at Colorado.
Come on, Kings.
That's not your bet. Ducks are at home versus Vegas. Who scores more goals tonight, Kings or Ducks?
Oh.
Chris, I'm going to say in honor of my friend Baja Rick out there. You know Baja Rick.
Yeah, Baja Rick's Cantina.
I believe he's a big Ducks fan. Go Ducks in his honor. Tony?
As I said, come on, Kings.
Kings, all right. Scraby, who scores more tonight?
I mean, aren't the Ducks really bad?
They're better.
I'm going to go Kings.
Kings are probably a better team. All okay. Right. There you go. Scrape.
Bada
we didn't
bing.
Do too bad. 317.
It's the same time. No, it's actually 318.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Now it's 318.
Let's get to break. Here's some traffic on the other side.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, 324. Here's the time. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Scraby's got the Chronicles after our show tonight at 6. After his show at 7, Sam Levitt inside San Diego Baseball. Big day here on
the Hater.
San Diego's Number one sports talk station.
Huh?
You talking to me or Sam?
I was talking to you. Sam, you're not a hater. Scraby's a hater, though.
Yeah, there's no reason to pile on.
Yeah, you don't need to keep going.
No pile on. Yeah. I watched a game last night that I really liked, and I don't always like a regular season NBA game. Dallas, Golden State. I tuned in a little
Cup
bit
game.
To see Klay Thompson play against the Warriors. He hit six threes, and everybody in San Francisco and the arena and Oracle, whatever they still play Oracle, Scrabe?
Yes.
They're going crazy. Dallas has a 9-point lead with about 2.5 minutes to go in the game, maybe three. And then
Steph Curry happened.
And I'm telling you, I don't know how many more times we're going to get to see this, so I wanted to really, and I really did appreciate it. Tony, he scored 10 points in 2 minutes. It was his own personal 10-0 run. He hit two threes and two driving, twisting layups over a center's outstretched arm. And after the final three, he ran down the court and put the Mavericks to bed.
He went night-night.
Look, you got to enjoy that kind of stuff. I guess if you're not a Maverick fan, you wouldn't. But greatness is still one of my favorite things about sports, and we don't see it often. And I think we overrate it, too. We go, oh, that's great. That guy's great. That player's great. That team's great. They always aren't great. But Steph Curry is. And I don't know how many more times we'll see him do what he did last night, Tony. Just took over the game, put him to sleep. I enjoyed that. I mean, this guy, I'm no Warrior fan, but you got to love watching him when he, plus the threes he made. Step back, three-pointers, you know, right over a guy guarding him. Not like he was wide open. So that was cool.
We often, I think, because everything is like at fingertip all the time, we do often throw everybody into the same category of great. But what you're watching with Steph Curry is truly something that when he is retired, you probably won't see on that magnitude, at that magnitude.
No. You'll see a guy make some 3-point shots,
but
you're not going to see a guy do what he does and do it almost every time.
Yeah, it is remarkable. That game, I mean, there obviously the storyline, Klay Thompson coming back first time.
Yeah.
Just show you the type of dude Klay Thompson is. When he arrived, you know who was waiting for him? The employees of Oracle.
Wow, that's
arena.
Cool.
They were down in the tunnel waiting for Klay Thompson. That's how well-liked
that's impressive.
He was in that organization. Not his former teammates, employees there.
He left the legacy clearly there.
But that game was, we see this in regular season games, and we look back on it last year and we laughed at it, right? Because, oh, the Cup, you know, Lakers won, ha, 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 they hung a banner. But what we forgot is, for a nice period of time during the regular season, you got a bunch of those type of games throughout the entire NBA Cup.
And game looked like it mattered to these guys last night, not just a typical November game.
Right, and that's what started to draw people to the Cup, was that these guys are playing as if it's the playoffs right now, and you're getting it in mid-November.
I don't want to burst your bubble, Tony, because I know you love the Cup, but I did not tune in because of the Cup. I tuned in because of the floor. I wanted to see what the floor looked like, and I'm realizing that all the floors look similar this year, or at least so far what I've seen.
They look similar last year.
Okay.
They just were different colors of the similar.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wanted to see Curry, and I wanted to see Klay Thompson, and they both delivered last night.
It doesn't matter why you tuned in. The fact that you tuned in and then stayed with it is all the NBA actually wants.
All right. Can I also say that Kevin Harlan is not the only broadcaster in this country, but he's one of the best, and he's on every game.
Yeah.
I mean, Sunday, there he is, NFL. Monday, he's the voice, the radio voice of Monday Night Football. Tuesday, he's doing the Warrior game up with Reggie Miller.
Who are we talking about?
Kevin Harlan.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible, this guy's work ethic.
I was about to say, ever accused Kevin of not working enough.
I mean,
Stude is everywhere.
That is true.
The guy has to be on a plane studying his boards for the next game every night of his life.
And by the way, it brings up another good point. We often, criticize guys for having so many hats. Listen, Kevin Harlan's getting up in age, he ain't going to be, they're not going to allow him to do this forever. So it's wise of him to have his hands in a bunch of different buckets right now while he can. It's still young enough to do it.
We actually, the show I was on interviewed Kevin Harlan years and years and years ago, and they asked him that very same question. How do you keep everything straight going from city to city, sport to sport? And he said, I just continue to study. As I'm in the car right now, right before I called you guys, I was looking at all the players on the team, and he just continues to study. I also, the chat is very upset with you guys for being the bearers of misinformation. It's no longer Oracle. It was never Oracle, actually.
I just asked you when you said yes.
I said yes.
Thank you. It was me. Chase Center.
Oh. Like, what do you mean it was never Oracle?
Oracle is the Giants, is the baseball
team. We made such a huge mistake.
Sorry, guys.
That is huge. Well, actually, that is unforgivable.
I just want to take myself out of that.
That's unforgivable. We should know the commercial sponsor of every stadium and arena in the country. Come on.
What is it called again?
I'm Chase Center. Fighting with them because they're like...
Chase Center. Forgive me, everybody.
Calm down, everybody.
It says... they watch the NBA. They need to. I'm just fighting with
Scraby
people.
Scraby on here
today.
Dry snitching on you guys in the chat right now, and he's right.
What's the other argument that we watch the NBA and what?
So we should know the names of the arenas. Basically, is what he's getting.
I agree.
Whatever. All right. What is the name of the Cleveland Cavaliers arena?
Quicken Loans.
Oh, look at you, boy!
Boom.
Boston.
TD Garden.
Orlando.
Amway?
Dude, I think you're right on that.
Boom, boom,
wait,
boom.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
You hate the NBA. How do you know the freaking arenas?
I know weird stuff.
This guy knows all the arenas.
Orlando Magic stuff. Arena, the Kia Center.
Ah, okay, nice. So it used to be Amway.
Well, you know what? San Francisco used to have an Oracle Arena, too, so... You know, let's relax out there.
It never did. Oakland,
Dallas.
All right.
Ooh,
the
gosh.
Warriors used to, the Warriors used to play at Oracle Arena. I apologize for not having it.
It wasn't
updated
you. It wasn't you. It was me. I'm the one that co-signed it.
These people are crazy out there. Did you know you can listen to this station though? Get all this correct information on 97.3 The Fan with your smart speaker. Ask your device to play 97.3 The Fan. Give that a shot. In the meantime, when we come back, don't go anywhere. Brand new segment. We've never tried it before. Could be a disaster. Could be the start of something big. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
Trying to be Scraby's voice of reason. As his temperature rises.
I'm calm.
Yeah, good. Glad you've been able to bring yourself to center.
I wish my emotions were similar from a day-to-day perspective. Because
they're not similar from a day-to-day perspective.
Sometimes I can let things roll on my back. Sometimes I get angry by things.
Yeah,
today
no.
is one of those days.
I don't think you're out of line complaining about people in the chat who think we should know the... commercial sponsor of every arena and stadium in America.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's just not that important. Relax. Relax out there. Not only did you know them, they change twice a year. Most everybody's stadium.
What is the Staples Center now called?
I still don't know. I still call it the Staples Center.
I know. Because
nobody knows what you mean when you say
you
the
can,
other
You
one.
Can double check me on crypto, but I'm pretty
crypto.
Sure it's crypto.com. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I only had partial credit then. Because I say,
but I'm calm now.
Good to know.
People need to relax. Sit back, enjoy the show. If you want to listen and pick apart every other word,
I do think people.
Please.
I do think people get a little bit more amped into it because you berate me with the bearer of misinformation all the time. So
sometimes the berating is necessary.
When you make a mistake, people like to jump on you for it, which I'm all for.
But the thing was, Chris didn't make the mistake. I made the mistake.
Well, he goes, "What is it? The Oracle Arena?" And you're like, "Yeah." And then Chris was like, "Good."
that's still my mistake. I don't know what he was asking. Is it the? And I said yes. I could have said no. Nonetheless, we digress. We do have a new segment that we are flushing, if you will, today. Not flushing in a bad way.
Say.
Flushing out, I should say, as we try to figure out the best ways to do it. But what are we calling it again? Point?
Counterpoint.
Counterpoint.
All right. with any new segment for us, we do not have an open for it. So we're going to go right into a point counterpoint. And
it's called a cold open.
A cold open.
Unless somebody on the chat wants to correct me.
Well, Chris, I think it's actually a lukewarm open.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you want to explain it, Chris?
I guess I'll try. Point counterpoint, we're going to pick a topic, and Tony and I are going to definitely disagree. And I think in this particular topic that we've chosen today, Tony's going to go first. He's going to give you his point, and then I'm going to give you the counterpoint. And I don't really know. Is everybody going to vote at the end to see who wins?
Oh, I can put up a poll,
yeah, you
actually.
You can do a poll, but this should just be a free-flowing debate here.
Free-flowing debate.
Free-flow.
Easy for you.
I am the debate moderator.
Yes. So, Scraby, how were you introduced to the topic?
Did we read
Spiros? No, we did not read Spiro.
I can do that.
No. You don't need to do it. I'm on it. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit SpiroCuisine.com.
All right. Here is our prompt. And, Tony, you're up first. I need to get my debate music.
There's the debate music.
I'm looking for that all day.
Gentlemen, the debate has started.
You want to introduce the debaters?
To my right, we have someone who knows no names of arenas around the country.
True that.
Chris Ello, Ello, Ello. To my left, we have Tony Gwynn Jr., who does not remember names at all.
Mm-mm.
He thought Jeff Goff was Jared Goff.
That was for at least like a
for
full
a long
year
time. Now that the introductions are done, here is the prompt. Right now, there are 5 teams in the SEC with 2 losses. As of right now, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Alabama are in danger of missing the college football playoff. Mr. Gwynn?
Yes, sir.
Is this what is best for the sport?
I believe it is indeed best for the sport. What we see right now. As it sets up, Mr. Ello.
Yes.
2 of the SEC teams, 3 of the SEC teams have 2 losses. They rank 10th, 11th, and 12th right now in the rankings. So I'm sure there's a lot of upset people as they look ahead. And those upset people probably all were SEC fans. They look and see Penn State at 4, and they're like, what? They see a team like Miami ahead of them. Or more importantly, a team like Notre Dame. Or how about Indiana? A team that certainly hasn't been a team that's been at this level for a long time. I say them's are the breaks. And here's why. Those teams that we mentioned, Penn State has 1 loss. Indiana doesn't have any at this point. And so if you have 2 losses, I get that you play in a tough conference and you have played some, especially if you're Georgia, you've played some tough opponents, but you have not played that well. I point to Georgia in particular. Your quarterback is throwing interceptions at quite a high rate. So my point is, if you're going to complain about where you are, and not to say that the 3 teams are the ones doing the complaining, however, you've got 2 losses. You're the only 3 teams with 2 losses in the top 12. Play better. That should get you at least in the direction that you want to be in, which is into that playoff.
Your time is up, Mr. Gwynn. Thank you for that. Mr. Ello, right now there are 5 teams in the SEC with 2 losses. Georgia, Ole Miss, and Alabama are in danger of missing the college football playoff. Mr. Ello, is this what is best for the sport?
Absolutely not. It's terrible for the sport. What the college football playoff should be designed for is now to get the best 12 teams that you can possibly get in the playoff. And I don't think there's anybody out there that can tell me that Georgia, Ole Miss, and Alabama aren't 3 of the top 12 teams, despite having 2 losses. Consider the fact that Georgia lost to the other 2 teams in this discussion, Ole Miss and Alabama. Also consider this. The SEC is so good that Alabama's already played 4 teams in the AP top 10. Indiana's played 0. Oregon, Ohio State, and Purdue have played 2. Alabama's played four. And those are ranked teams, not in the top 10. So they have a much more difficult slate. And right now, obviously everybody who wins their conference automatically gets a berth. Now the question is, after that, who are the other eight teams going to be? And one of them is going to go to Boise State, most likely because they've decided to include the Power Five conferences. But when you're choosing the other seven, be careful when you choose Penn State. Be careful when you choose even Indiana. I will just ask it this way. If Indiana and Georgia were to meet on a neutral field tomorrow, which team would be a two-touchdown favorite? It ain't Indiana. That's telling you right there that Georgia's a better squad. The college football playoff should be to get the best squads in. And even though I hate to admit it because I can't stand the SEC.
You're giving away your position.
I'm sorry, I'm giving away. I'm not a great politician, but I'm going to tell you that as I hate them, they are the better teams, and that is just what we have to deal with.
I was definitely going to have some quips I was going to throw in there, but I was trying to keep your cover in terms of what you're arguing. But since you've blown it, I will say this to your point. You said that no one would argue that those three SEC teams, Ole Miss, Alabama, and Georgia, aren't in three of the best 12 teams. Well, right. The committee agrees. They are. They right now they're 10th, 11th, and 12th. And they're the only three teams with two losses in the 12th. So right. I will also say this. They still have set it up in a way that even with one more loss, those teams could still find their way into the playoff. And I say that because even with two losses, they still have not dropped out of the top 12. And they should. I think they are three of the top 12 teams. However, it doesn't go over my head that they are still in a position, what is this, 10 weeks in? About 10 weeks in, that even with a third loss, not all three of them could get in with a third loss, but at least one of these SEC, at least one, could still get in even with a third loss because they're in the SEC. And the way that conference lines up, you mentioned it, they aren't the only teams with two losses in the SEC. Everybody has at least one.
Yeah.
And there's a very likely chance that Tennessee's going to go down this week because they play one of the big three, I believe.
They play Georgia.
Mr. Gwynn. Mr. Ello, let me say that we have a poll up right now on YouTube for who's winning the debate. I'm not going to reveal the results right now. The debate has not concluded yet. So, Mr. Ello, what are your retorts to Mr. Gwynn's comments?
I have no retorts directly to Mr. Gwynn's comments. Only to say
not
this.
This debate thing.
He talked about Georgia probably going to beat Tennessee this week. Also, later in the season, Texas A&M plays Texas. Now, Tennessee, A&M, and Texas, those three all have one loss. Tennessee loses to Georgia, that'll give them two. And then the loser of the A&M-Texas game would also have two. I want to point out ahead of time here that it is very possible, even probable, that the SEC regular season will finish with say Texas or A&M on top with one loss, and then eight teams behind them with two losses. How in the world they're going to figure out the tiebreaker for that is anybody's guess. But the SEC is insanely the best conference. I hate the fact that the college football playoff can potentially be like an SEC playoff, but you're wasting my time with BYU. You're wasting my time with Penn State. And you're probably wasting my time with Indiana, even though I think they're a fun story. I just don't think any of those teams can hold a candle to any of the teams in the SEC, and that's why they should be in the playoff.
Thank you, Mr. Ello. Mr. Gwynn?
Giving you another chance?
This is the closing statement.
I'll end this with this closing statement. We started this conversation off with, is this best for college football? The one thing that we had prior to the playoff was that it's always the SEC teams that have a chance to win. Well, this is what it looks like, at least for now, because I have a strange feeling they're going to tilt it back that way when they can.
Yeah.
This is the best way to get the most teams involved. And the crazy part is, as Chris just made the point, the SEC still has the most teams and probably will have the most teams when this thing is all said and done. I like it. I know it looks crazy right now. I think it's also important to remember there is still plenty of season left for this to kind of all sort itself out. But I like at least what we've seen so far from the committee.
I'll finish with this. Even though I enjoy the world of SMU and I enjoy the world of Indiana and BYU.
You sound not, so convincing.
I don't enjoy BYU. Here's the thing. If you put eight SEC teams up against these other eight teams, like BYU, SMU, Clemson, Miami, whoever you want to, Army, Boise State, whoever you want to use, it's in the running, and put those eight against eight SEC teams, I think the playoff could end up being all eight SEC teams. They're just the best. And until further notice, they should play for the national title. Let one team from every other conference in and see what happens to those teams in the playoff.
All right. Thank you for making your arguments, guys. We have one more prompt, and then we will be going to the votes. Again, you can vote on YouTube. Just search 97.3 The Fan. Who won the debate? Ooh, the results have changed. All right. Mr. Ello, you're up first on this one. It's about...
We only have 1 minute left in the segment. Do you want to go to a whole new prompt here?
Since this debate is over, right?
I guess so. Well, I thought we were going to the other one, but
yeah,
I know.
But we don't have
enough
time.
I know what you're saying.
I don't know if we
have
enough time.
Maybe next time we'll have
to.
Yes.
Gosh, what was my point gonna be?
Wait, is the voting over yet? Can you end the voting?
Voting's still in session.
Can you vote? Can you end the voting so I can be honest?
Let's end the vote.
No. I like to hold you a little bit hostage over here.
You know damn well that I don't want Alabama in the playoff, no matter what their record is.
Mr. Ello.
You're blowing your cover.
You're blowing your cover, sir. Okay, voting is over. No, I'm going to let voting go for another 2 minutes.
I do want to say that I think, you know, one of the things the committee talked about at the beginning of the year, and this is off the debate, obviously, but they talked about an eye test, like actually watching teams play, which I don't know that they've always done. It just always seemed like a formality that SEC teams were just better. And I like the fact that they're watching these teams and, you know, you can see that these, like Indiana, for instance, it's not a team that in the past has been like a crazy good team. But if you've watched a game with them, they got some dudes on their team that can play. And so I just think, to your point, Chris, SEC certainly has been the creme de la creme, but they should have to keep proving that every year. It shouldn't just be, oh, they're the best. We're just going to put all 12 teams in the SEC team.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Tony, because we have to just admit what we have to admit. I mean, yeah. Clemson is one of the best teams in the ACC. Georgia's in sixth or seventh place in their conference. Georgia beat Clemson by 31. Like, it wasn't even a game. And Georgia's a middle-of-the-road team in their conference. Clemson's leading theirs. That's the issue that I think we all have to deal with. And, you know, these SEC teams are that good. But you're right. Look, at least for the first year, we'll get to find out how some of these other teams play against the SEC because they're going to get their chance.
It should just be a constant they got to prove that every year. Because, you know, the thing is, we see it all the time in college and in the NFL. Week one matchup is not the same as facing somebody at the end of the year when they've got a completely different, in some ways, identity, in some cases, just a different team. And so, I don't know. We'll see how it shakes out. I just noticed that there were a lot of exploding heads this morning when it came to seeing Georgia, who right now, if the playoffs started today,
first team out
would be
Georgia.
Out. Boise State gets in ahead of them. And it's like, well, how can we have a playoff without Georgia in it? But don't lose two games.
True. Don't call your players idiots either.
Same way we had a playoff without them last year. Georgia.
All right, the results of the debate are in with 47%.
Oh, it was a close one.
Pretty close.
Actually, let me start this over. With 52% of the vote, Mr. Ello wins.
Hey!
Wow.
52-47? There was a 1% that couldn't decide?
I don't know what happened to that other 1%, to be honest. That is a good point.
Thank you.
Chris versus the fans next, 888. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.